Hello and welcome back to the Millennial Timeline Podcast. I am your host, Katie Sputo, and welcome to episode number 23. Thank you so much for listening, and I am so excited to have you here on this Wednesday, I guess the second Wednesday in 2022. Yes, the second Wednesday in 2022. So we have officially made it through the first full week, and I hope your year is continuing to be off to a good start and you are staying positive throughout this crazy world that we live in. On today's episode, I am going to be discussing just kind of the idea of when you're an adult, you're kind of told that you have to focus in on a few different things versus exploring multiple interests. I don't know what the episode title is going to be as I'm recording this, but that's kind of the topic I'm going to dive into today. So I hope you will find it useful or you can relate to it, and I would love to hear your thoughts about it. So before we dive into today's episode topic, I'm going to give a little bit of a life update and discuss or tell you the question of the week, and then we'll get into today's episode topic. So a little bit of a life update. Nothing has really happened. Honestly, I feel like for most weeks since March 2020, things have pretty much been the same day in and day out. I don't know if it's a pandemic thing or if it's just more so about being an adult and life just gets kind of mundane. And I'm trying to sprinkle things in here and there that are exciting or at least excite me. But to be frank, I'm just trying to lie low right now and save money for hopefully future trips and things that excite me. But I mean, it's just my life is not that interesting. I watch a lot of YouTubers, these quote unquote influencers who seem to have these great, wonderful social lives, and they go do all these cool things. And I'm like, I don't have that. So I don't know. In some ways, I feel like maybe I'm more relatable because I feel like most people I know are kind of like do the same thing all the time. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just saying that to make me feel better about myself. But anyway, yeah, like I said, not too much has happened. I did finish finally. I think I finished this after last week's episode, but yes, I did finally finish the Harry Potter series, or rereading the Harry Potter series. So book number 7 was the last one, Deathly Hallows. And I did finish it, and it has been an 8-month long journey, and I'm not gonna lie. I am a bit sad, but I mean, I know I could just literally pick up the book one again and just start rereading, but I need some time off. But finished the book, and then I watched these part 1 and part 2 of the 7th installment, the 7th book. And yeah, so I finished it, and now I'm kind of sad, but I mean, I still have like things to look forward to in the world of Harry Potter. I do still want to rewatch the Fantastic Beasts movie. I'm probably going to do that maybe this weekend. And then the 3rd movie of that franchise, I guess, if you want to call, that comes out in April around my birthday. Fun fact. And I'll probably honestly rewatch them again as we get closer to the movie premiering. But yeah, I mean, I love the character of Newt, is that how you say it? In the Fantastic Beasts series. I am a Hufflepuff, so there's that. But I don't know. I think it's a kind of an interesting plot, I guess, kind of predating Harry Potter. But yeah, I mean, I'm anyway. Yeah. So Harry Potter is done for now. Otherwise, I mean, the national championship was on Monday. Georgia won. I like to say when Alabama loses, we all win, unless you're an Alabama fan. So I do apologize if you are. But I was rooting for Georgia as much as I really dislike Georgia, because I am a Florida Gator, for those of you who don't know. But as much as I really dislike Georgia, I am happy they won. I do think they deserve, not, well, they both teams deserved it, but I don't know. I was just happy that it wasn't Alabama winning this year. Alabama will probably win next year. But yeah, so congratulations to Georgia on their national championship. That's exciting. But hopefully the Gators with our new coach will have an upswing over the next few years and we can rebuild. But we'll see. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much a life update, or at least as much as I want to share on here right now. And so let's get into today's question of the week. And today's question of the week is, what is something you've always wanted to try but haven't? And this could be anything. I mean, it could be like, oh, I've always wanted to go skydiving or bungee jumping, or I've always wanted to learn how to play the guitar or whatever. For me, I've always wanted to take a flying lesson, which sounds really weird and crazy because I want to say I'm like terrified or petrified of flying, but, and I certainly have had that fear in the past, but I will say that over the past few years, my flying anxiety has definitely come down, but I'm still nervous to fly. But so it's not my favorite thing to do. But the fact that I really want to take a flying lesson kind of is weird that I say that, but I've always wanted to do that. I don't know. Maybe it will really help me. But I am, like I said, I don't necessarily like flying. And I'm also, I will say, I am very terrified of small planes, which is typically what those, your flying lesson is going to be in. So I don't know, maybe one day I'll do a flying lesson, maybe I won't, but it's something I've always wanted to try, but I haven't. Okay, and now without further ado, let's get into today's episode topic. So this was kind of honestly spurred on by a conversation I had today. I was kind of going back and forth between a couple of different topics for today's episode, but when I say I had a conversation, this was spurred by a conversation I had today. I mean, yesterday, by the time this goes up. But I was having a meeting with a new manager that I'm reporting to at my job. And you know, we're just doing a standard meet and greet because we really haven't had the opportunity to sit down for 30 minutes and just, you know, chat. And for those of you who don't know, I work remotely from home. So, you know, it's all being done through Google Hangouts or Google Meet, whatever it is. So today I had this, or yesterday, I had this conversation with this new manager. And towards the end, they said that they were told by someone else who's kind of like the person who's leading the department that I'm now part of. So this person I mentioned to my new manager that I may not want to work in my current industry forever. And for those of you who don't know, I work in financial technology. And I, you know, I think there's definitely, it's difficult. And I think this could also be a whole different episode topic in and of itself. But when you're in the workplace, it can be difficult to know how forthcoming and honest you should be with information, like personal information, not like, you know, if you need to do work, like, or company work stuff, whatever, but just, you know, like career goals, aspirations, etc., because, you know, you don't want that to be held against you. But I've kind of operating, especially this year, kind of under the philosophy of like, well, I just need to, you know, I'm just going to be honest. I mean, there's no point in just trying to hide everything. So I was like, yeah, I mean, I don't think I want to stay in financial technology forever. You know, my background's not in this industry, and you know, there's other areas of my career path so far that I feel I'm a lot better at, or I gravitate more towards. And for me, that personally, that's the running and outdoor industry. And so it kind of had me thinking about, and I think I might have talked about this in a previous episode. If I could find it, I will throw it in today's show notes. But basically, there's this idea that, okay, when you're a kid, you know, you are told or you're encouraged, or at least I was, and a lot of people I know were encouraged to try all these different things, try everything, anything you have even the slightest interest in, go and try it. If you want to try painting, go try it. If you want to play a specific sport, go and try it. And it was just really encouraged as a kid, you know, to explore, get messy, try different things. But I feel like as soon as you hit adulthood or like 18 or you go to college, you're all of a sudden told, okay, you need to focus in on like one thing or maybe a couple of things. And that's the thing you have to do for the rest of your life. And yeah, I know you can have hobbies outside of your job, obviously, but your job takes up a lot of time out of your day. I mean, if you think you have to work 8, 9, 10, 11 hours a day, you have to sleep, you have to, you know, make meals, you know, whatever, you know, that leaves a very limited amount of time for you to do other things. So for me, it's kind of, I feel like I've almost always kind of fought against this idea that, well, you have to focus on one thing and that's it. Like, or I understand the value, like for, if we're talking about, and I guess I should say for this episode, I'm going to talk more specifically about your career right now. So I understand the need to focus in on one area, whether it's an industry like financial technology or travel or sports or whatever. Okay. Or if you don't focus in on one industry, that you're focusing on one specific kind of skill, like public relations manager or accountant or whatever. Okay. You get my point. I mean, you can also be like, I only want to focus on being an accountant in the financial technology industry. Okay. I've always feel like I've kind of fought against that, not like with fighting words, but more just like this internal struggle within, because honestly, ever since I was a kid, I've just been, I'm always interested in learning. Like if you've heard of the Strength Finders quiz, you take this quiz basically and it spits out like the five or top five strengths. And one of my top five is learner. I mean, I just love, genuinely, I love to learn. I genuinely enjoyed school. I didn't always enjoy the social aspect of it, but I enjoyed the learning aspect of it. So I'm generally someone who loves to learn new things. I love to be challenged by new things. I don't like to just do one thing or one task or one project for a long period of time, because honestly, I just get bored. And then I get, because of my boredom, I get frustrated. And maybe this is a character flaw in me, but it's just, it's honest. And I've tried to quote unquote fix it, but it's just not working. So that's just how it is with me. I've always kind of struggled with that. And I've always been like, well, I'm interested in working so many different jobs and so many different industries. Why do I need to be focused on just one industry, one job for the rest of my life? I mean, yeah, I can go between like different companies, but why do I need to pigeonhole myself into doing one thing when I have all these different interests? For me personally, I'm interested in like theater and film and running and outdoors. And I'm getting super, super into sustainability. I'm also really passionate about travel and nonprofit work and animals. You know, I just have all these different interests. And then what I like to do is I know I love to write. I'm interested in public relations. I'm really interested in events, customer service, hosting, etc. Like just different. I have all these different interests. And for me, like I hate the question, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't even know where I see myself in 6 months sometimes, like most of the time. And when I tell people that it's very difficult for me to say where I want to be in 5 years, because the world is changing so much. There's new technology that comes out. There's new areas of need that come out. There are jobs that don't exist right now that are going to be huge jobs in 5 years. We don't even know what those are going to be yet. So it's very difficult for me to just want to do one thing and to focus on one area. And I really do understand the value in it. I don't know if I answered this earlier, but I do understand the value in it. You know, if you want to be the top of your field, the top in your craft or whatever, you need to focus the time to really do it, to work up the ranks, to build your career. But maybe this is, maybe I'm selling myself short when I say this, or maybe I'm showing that I'm not driven enough, but I don't necessarily see it that way. But I don't want, I don't really have this need to be the absolute best at what I do. I want to be good at what I do. I'm, you know, maybe even great, but I don't need to be the best. I don't need to be the CEO. I don't need all the accolades. I just want to do something, whether it's for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3, 5 years. I want to do something that I'm genuinely interested in, but then I also want to have the ability to be like, well, yeah, I'm interested in that. That was nice, but I don't want to try something else. And I find it so difficult to move from one industry to another or from one job to another. And it's almost, frankly, it's seen as a red flag when you're trying to get a job, these hiring managers. And I'm hoping that there's a little bit more of a shift as, I hate to say it, but as like the baby boomer generation, as they continue to retire, as, you know, we start to see, you know, we're starting to see Gen Z starting to get into the workplace. And, you know, as the millennials and even Gen X start to like move up, and then you see more of the market getting, or more of the job market having more Gen Z in it, hopefully some change will come in terms of hiring and such. But I'm also like, I don't necessarily always want to work for someone. I want to be my own boss, and that's a whole other thing. But you know, I'm just kind of tired and I'm frustrated of being told like, well, you need to really focus on one thing. Because I think as adults, I mean, I realize like, yeah, I say, oh, I'm 31, I'm so old. And for people younger than me, yeah, 31 might seem old. Believe me, when I was 18, like 30 was like, I'm like, oh my God, like, that's like really, really old. But now that I'm 31, I'm like, you know, I really feel I'm very young. Like I've been a kid at this point in my life. I've been a child, a minor for longer than I've been a legal adult. So, and I also said this just in a joking way, but it's actually really true, to my manager today. But it's like, you know, I Google like how to do things like 60%, 70% of my day. I couldn't have been an adult when my parents, like when my parents were 20, in their 20s and 30s, and internet access wasn't as widespread as it is now. There's no way I could have been a functioning adult, because how would I have known anything? Like, I Google so much. But a little bit of a tangent there. But, you know, I think we need to kind of change the narrative, or just the thought process of, well, when you're an adult, when you're, you know, if I think back, you know, you think back at when you're in high school, you're 17, you're kind of trying to decide, do I go to college? Do I enter the workforce? Do I take a gap year? What do I do? And yeah, adults, parents being like, well, what are you going to do? You should do this. You should do that. That's a lot of pressure for a 17, 18 year old to try to decide what the heck they want to do for the rest of their lives. Our interests change all the time. I've spoken to people in their 40s, 50s, even 60s who have done multiple career changes. And I think that should not only be more common, but encouraged. I mean, if you love what you do and you want to do it for 40, 50, 60 years, go for it. Like, I'm not against that. And that is not what I'm saying. But for those of us who have multiple interests and want to try multiple things, it shouldn't be seen as a negative and that we're spacey or we can't stay committed to something. It should be, I mean, there is some, you know, like if someone's like changing jobs like every month, okay, that's a little bit of a red flag. But or someone who wants to change their job, their career path, their interests, their field, whatever, the job title, every like year, 2-3 years, like that shouldn't be a red flag. That should be seen more as someone who is exploring and is taking what they've learned in one job or in one area of their life and applying it to the next. Like for me, I know that when I worked my first job out of college, my first job out of college was an internship. And then, so let's like talk about like paying job. I worked in retail for just under 3 years. And then I went into I was still in the same kind of industry. I was still in the running industry, but I went to go work for a footwear company. And I was a traveling like marketing event rep in the Washington, D.C. area. And then I moved to Florida. And I took so many skills I learned on the retail floor into my job as a rep. And then I left that job. And then I worked at Disney for 6 months in a professional internship. And I took much of the customer service and skills that I had built in those two previous jobs into this role with Disney. And it was Disney was travel and tourism, and I worked in the running industry, like two very different industries. I mean, I know Disney has Run Disney, but I wasn't even working in that, not even close to working in the Run Disney area. So, you know, I was working in a very different industry. And then I went from working at Disney unemployed for a bit in COVID, et cetera. Then I got a job in financial technology, which probably and still I will say wasn't my first pick in terms of industry, but I've taken a lot of skills from those previous jobs into my current job now. There's a lot of areas that I realized in my previous jobs that I really enjoyed. Like I actually really did enjoy the engaging with customers, or in term of Disney, with guests, for good or for better or worse. You know, you always have, for every like 10 amazing positive experiences with customers or guests, you're going to have like a negative one. But, you know, we focus on the positive. And, you know, I don't really get that engagement with customers or with our customers at my current job. I don't get that customer engagement. And I didn't really realize it until probably like 6 or 8 months ago that I really do miss that aspect of having that in a job. Another thing, you know, I miss the event side too, which was more when I was working in the running industry. And I know events have definitely taken a hit with the pandemic the past few years, but I also do really miss that. And I mean, there are some, you know, other things I'm taking over though. Like, you know, I can still communicate with teams well. I can still work remotely. You know, I took a lot of the remote work experience I had at my rep job into my current job. So there's a lot of transferable skills, but I don't know. It's just, I really hope that within my next kind of career shift, whenever that may be, and whether that's a part-time role, full-time, or I am able to finally get freelance as like my full-time gig, I really just hope that I'm able to have the ability and be encouraged to try new things, to try to just try a different industry. You know, I would love to go back into the outdoor running industry. That is probably my top priority or preference, but I'm also interested in travel and tourism. Like I said earlier, I kind of listed all those categories. Something else I would love, like if SpaceX or NASA, probably more SpaceX, but if they were to call me, or any of these kind of like, SpaceX isn't small, but you know what I mean? Like smaller, these smaller-ish space companies were to call me like, hey, we need to hire you. Sweet. Sign me up. Like, but I would just hope that my next career shift isn't seen as a negative. It's seen as me exploring, and I should be encouraged to continue to explore different industries and fields, explore different jobs. You know, I don't want to be stuck working in marketing, PR, copy. I mean, I do love writing, but so I wouldn't mind writing for the rest of my life, but I don't want to be stuck in kind of like marketing, PR, events, like kind of bucket my entire life. Like I want to explore, you know, maybe being a sales rep or, you know, try to do something more. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, jobs are being created every day and there's going to be jobs in 5 years that will, they're not even like a thing right now. So I just hope that if you're like me and you have a lot of different interests and you feel maybe like you're being told that you shouldn't explore them, like go and explore them, especially. And again, with this episode, I'm talking specifically about career. Go explore those different interests, because what I have found in my life is that if you don't, you're going to end up regretting it. My point is, you know, if you are really wanting to explore other industries, jobs, whatever, do it, because you will regret it if you don't. And we as a society just need to stop telling people that they have to focus on like one or two things. Like it is healthy and we should encourage people to explore other things, because there's so much out there. And I mean, if you love what you're doing, you love the industry you work in, that's what you want to stay with, like I said earlier, great, stay with that. I, in some ways, envy you, but for those who want to explore, explore, and, you know, have fun doing it. So that's going to be today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, hope you found some value and some meaning out of it. If you'd like to connect with me or the podcast, you can head over to Instagram. My personal Instagram is at Katie Sputo. The podcast is at Millennial Timeline Podcast. I will also have today's question of the week there on stories on the podcast Instagram. So please answer it. And I'd love to hear your replies and just, you know, see what you all really want to do that you haven't done yet, and you should go do it. If you would also like to connect with me on my other social channels, I will have it linked in today's show notes. You can connect with me on TikTok, YouTube, my travel blog, and I think that's it for now. Also, if you are in need of some freelance help with marketing, PR, if your business or you personally want to start a podcast but need some assistance with editing or whatever, some minor video editing I can also do, hit me up. You can, again, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Katie Sputo. I also have an email address in my bio if you would like to work with me. Or you can also head over to forwardmomentumsalesmarketing.com for all of the services I provide and a way to connect with me. And I'm excited to work with you or your business. But for now, that is going to be it. I thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you all next week. Okay, bye.